Hello there. Welcome to the Visionary Practice Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah, and I am here to talk all things private practice, helping you to build your vision of the private practice of your dreams. On today's episode, I want to talk about KPIs or key performance indicators and their use in private practice. So the first thing is going to be discussing kind of the importance of metrics, which metrics I use personally and which metrics I think have a lot of value. The second part is going to be who is supposed to be tracking these metrics. And there's a hint, it's not the physician. How often to analyze the metrics is something we're going to talk about. And then how to use metrics to implement changes in your practice itself. So some of the initial KPIs that should be looked at, and a lot of times you do this with your billing company or you look at your billing software for some of these. The first one is your reimbursement per your CPT code. And I like to get an average and then also broken down further by insurance. So this allows you to see if you are getting underpaid for a CPT code by a particular insurance. This also allows you to see if you're getting paid what you are supposed to for each CPT code. Now, with the new bundled payments method that has been coming down the pipes for a few years here, we are starting to see that it's getting implemented. So a lot of times, if you are billing your E&M code and you do a procedure, whereas before you would have gotten paid for both of them separately, a lot of times they're now bundling it to the lesser paying of the two codes. So that is something to monitor closely for. Additionally, it's nice to see the actual percent of your monthly income that is coming in per each billed CPT code. That is a different type of report that you can get. This helps you track what services you are doing the most and the least of. So those are two reports right there, reimbursement per CPT code, per insurance, and then what your actual overall percent of your monthly income is per billed code. Now, a third one is your percent of your month's income by insurance. Doesn't matter what code you billed, you just want to know how much you're getting paid each month by the insurance. This allows you to see which of your plans that you take make up a large percent of your practice and which of the plans you take make up a very small percent of your practice. Now, the fourth one is going to be the percent of your month's patients broken down by insurance. So what you're wanting to know on this one is what is the number of patients that you're seeing within a given insurance. And you can compare that to the amount that you are collecting that month per insurance. The purpose of this is to get to know whether or not you are getting your value for your time. A good example is, at least in my area, Medicare comparatively is only paying about 30 cents on the dollar compared to other insurances. This is very important for me to know as I'm spending, or at least it was at one point, about 60 to 70% of my time on what turned out to be only 20 to 30% of my income. So the final categories for your KPIs will have more to do with your niche services, right? So even if these are non-insurance or, you know, cash-based services, these are ones that we are actively marketing towards. This is the stuff that you want to be doing, that you're trying to drive into your practice. Those are absolutely categories of their own for each service. And you want to be tracking how many patients you're bringing in, preferably where they're coming in from. Are they coming in from primary care referrals? Are they coming in on your online marketing? And then how much revenue per month each of those are bringing in. So now let's talk about why KPIs are important. When you're first starting out in private practice, I will admit it's very easy to be able to mentally keep track because you're just excited that you've had five patients in a day, right? It's when you get to the point where you're fairly busy that it becomes really crucial that you have these numbers. So I always recommend to people when you're starting out, just get yourself set up with this because honestly, it even gives you something to track to see your growth on those really bad days when you think, oh my God, what am I doing and what did I get myself into? So there's a certain level of comfort there as well when you see the numbers moving up. But primarily what these KPIs should be used for, The first thing is that it helps you determine if you need to review or renegotiate some of your insurance contracts. And that's even if you can. Some of the insurance contracts, they pretty much offer you one thing. That's it. There isn't much negotiation. But in those cases, that allows you to determine if you're going to stay contracted with an insurance. You know, if you're spending 60 to 70% of your time on 20% of your income, that's not exactly a very high income generating time for you, and that may be something you have to consider from a business standpoint. The second thing this allows you to see is what you are actually spending most of your time doing. And this is important because when we have particular specialties or special services that we are marketing for, that we are trying to drive into our practice, it's very easy to mentally focus on the fact that you got to do one of those that day. You're so excited about it, you forgot that 90% of the time you actually spent doing something that you weren't really interested in doing. Maybe it doesn't actually even pay all that much. So this is a way to be able to reflect on whether you need to start guiding your time to be utilized in a different way. Now, the next thing has to do with delegation, which we're not all great at. We are physicians. I know that. I too struggle with this. However, these KPIs should be used to assess whether what you are doing during the day actually, in fact, needs to be done by you as a physician. So here's a really big hint. As a doctor, you should only be doing what only you as a doctor can do. And I hope that makes sense to everybody. There are a lot of procedures, a lot of types of patients, depending on the state you live in, and this is worth looking into, that can be seen by a physician assistant or a medical assistant or a nurse practitioner. There are lower level healthcare providers that can provide that care for our patients. And if you don't actually have to be doing it as the doctor, then you need to be refocusing on the things that only you can truly do. Now, finally, one of probably the biggest things is KPIs allow you to track whether or not your marketing efforts are working. It's very important for practices to know where their new patients are coming from. And typically on our intake form, we should have something on there regarding how they heard about us, whether that was online, social media, their primary care physician. You want to know where that referral came from or where you were able to capture their attention. This will make it so you know how to direct your marketing money, which is very, very important. The KPIs allow you to know whether that marketing money is bringing in the types of patients that you're looking for or the types of patients that need the services that you're looking for. These are very important things to know so that you can continue to work towards developing the practice that you want. Now, who should be doing these numbers? And I have a hint again. It definitely should not be the doctor. So don't try to do this yourself. Instead, you should be giving this over to a staff member or a virtual assistant, depending on how you want to dole out that task. This person should be tracking these numbers somewhere. And honestly, it doesn't have to be a big fancy system. If you have an EMR system that's got this available for you, great, as long as it can track everything that you need it to. Honestly, I've been using Excel for years and it works great because I can just change whatever I want whenever I want. It's just you that's going to be looking at this. So make it in a format that is easy for you to understand. Now, the information that you need for this KPI spreadsheet, generally anything involving insurance and CPT numbers or the number of patients you're seeing per month and all of that, that kind of information will be found either through reports that you can print off on your EMR, or it will be available through your billing service. They should be able to give you monthly reports with this information. Or if you have in-house billing, your billing software will be able to give you some of this information as well. All of these reports should be conglomerated and put into your spreadsheet so that it is easily digestible and easily comparable information. That's the part you're going to have your staff member doing. You will be reviewing this information once a month. It is very important to do this monthly, because every month you should have goals for yourself about what revenue you want to be bringing in, what services you're trying to push your marketing towards, what type of patients you're trying to bring into the office. And these monthly snapshots of how the practice looks tells you how far off you are and if you need to make any adjustments and any pivots. So if you are not meeting your revenue goals, the last thing I want is for you to be finding that out when you're checking your bank account statement at the end of the month. That's not the place you want to find that out. It's very easy to go for months and months knowing how busy you are, just trying to get through seeing patients, and not actually having a pulse on your practice. You wouldn't go do CPR on someone without taking their pulse. So don't run your practice without taking its pulse. So if you've been listening to this podcast while you've been driving, I would highly recommend listening to it again when you can write down the different KPIs that I had recommended at the beginning of the episode. These numbers are really important, and if you are able to get them through your EMR or through your billing system, that's usually the easiest way to do it. If those are reports that you are not able to do, then it would be worth coming up with a system with your staff on the easiest way to record these things as patients are coming and going from your office. And as always, if you find that you need help going through these things, or if you're just not sure where to start and you're feeling overwhelmed, this is where a coach can help. So if you have a private practice or you want to create a private practice and would like to find out more about the individualized coaching plans that I tailor for clients, please reach out to me at Dr. Sarah, that's DrSarah, VPS for Visionary Practice Solutions, at gmail.com. And I have no doubt that we can get you whatever help you need to make this practice the best possible for you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Visionary Practice Solutions podcast.